Mini episode 798 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to FDH Lounge, mini episode number 798. I'm FDH Managing Partner Rick Morris here with the third part of our 10th anniversary celebration. Our look at the top five most impactful news stories from January 2007 to January 2017. When the FDH Lounge spun off of FantasyDraftHelp.com on January 14th, 2007, we vowed to take our same X's and O's analysis from the world of sports and apply it to the entire world itself, and we have certainly done that. All of these stories have been topics of big discussion over the last decade, and they will impact our lives well beyond this point. Here's our list. Number five, the new Cold War. How quickly things change. In the fall of 2012, President Obama ridiculed Mitt Romney's assertion that Russia was America's top geopolitical foe. Less than a year later, wishing to erase the red line in Syria that he drew, that Assad crossed, Obama accepted Vlad Putin's quote-unquote help and opened the door for the Russians to fill America's power vacuum in the Middle East. Barely more than half a year later, Putin's smell of blood in the air led him to invade Ukraine and allegedly shoot down a Malaysian airliner. The United States responded with financial sanctions, and the spiral of downward relations was on, culminating in the Russians allegedly involving themselves in the 2016 U.S. presidential election via widespread hacking. A Hillary Clinton administration seemed to promise further escalation, leading to fears in some quarters of a full-scale nuclear war resulting from her calls for a no-fly zone in Syria. Conversely, President-elect Trump has indicated his determination to normalize relations with Russia. We shall see if his election does result in lowered tensions with Putin and company. Number four, the rise of smartphones. Yes, technology itself is growing in ways large and small each and every day, not least of which 3D and now 4D printing. But it's the smartphones themselves that are literally putting all of the world's power and knowledge in the palm of our hands. First introduced on a wide scale in Japan back in 1999, they really took off with the first iPhone in 2007 and the initial Android the next year. With the explosion in e-commerce and other vital functions, the phone is now infiltrating almost every area of life. To put the power of these machines in proper perspective, consider this observation from Mad Men actor Vincent Kartheiser remarking on the giant computer that occupied a large part of the Sterling Draper office circa 1970. Any of the pocket-sized smartphones owned by the actors and actresses working on the show, he noted, were exponentially more powerful than that fictional monolith computer on set. And the last decade has been a milestone one for this device that will impact us well into the future. Number three, the U.S. presidential election of 2016. Throughout the year, pundits kept pointing to all of the unique aspects of this election cycle, from the shocking collapse of Jeb Bush to the rise of avowed socialist Bernie Sanders as a serious contender for the Democratic nomination. But it was not until the year was done that we were able to fully grasp the undisputed common denominator, the desperate, seething desire for change that the American people ultimately achieved with the extremely surprising election of billionaire vulgarian Donald Trump as the nation's 45th president. America's chain of miseries from 9/11 to the Iraq War to the Great Recession and prolonged period of slow growth in the aftermath has now run as long as the string from the Wall Street crash of 1929 to the Great Depression to the end of World War II. The American people are desperate for circumstances to be great again, and they have gone to extreme lengths to try to ensure that fate. The gamble on Trump to be the agent of restoration will go a long way towards defining this next decade. Number two, the Arab Spring. As far back as 2003, with the decision to invade Iraq having long since been made, the Bush administration gambled on trying to radically change the status quo in the Middle East, trying to empower people at the expense of authoritarian, albeit stable, dictatorships. The results were disastrous, first in Iraq, where the country descended into civil war, and next in the Gaza Strip, where the Bush cry of people power led straight to an electoral takeover by Hamas. Unsurprisingly, the Obama administration did not learn these lessons, fanning the flames of the Arab Spring revolt in 2011 across the Middle East. With almost 20 countries in the midst of radical change at one point or another, only Tunisia has emerged as a democracy, and smoking craters lie in many, many other places, from the failed state of post-Qaddafi Libya to the rise of ISIS in Syria and Iraq to the brutal Saudi-assisted war on the people of Yemen. The devils that we knew and could bargain with to one extent or another have been replaced by the much worse, radicalized devils that we didn't know, and the world is much less safe for that irresponsible gamble. Number one, the Great Recession. 20-plus years of wild casino capitalism on Wall Street collided with the home mortgage meltdown at the start of this last decade to produce the perfect storm, the nation's worst financial downturn since the Great Depression. In the immediate aftermath of the Lehman Brothers crash, the financial system itself was at stake, with an imminent run on the banks likely and an unpopular, albeit necessary, financial bailout used to backstop the system. The very slow growth in the aftermath of the worst of the downfall led to both the Tea Party and Occupy Wall Street movements, and later down the road, both the Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump presidential candidacies of 2016. The financial crash of 2008 cast a massive shadow over the past decade and will influence events for years to come. However, many ominous factors still remain, from the exploding national debt, now twice as high as it was at the outset of the crisis, to the hundreds of trillions of dollars remaining in what Warren Buffett calls a derivatives bomb that could take down the financial system once again. God willing, we will look back at the Great Recession as the big one that hit the global economy and not the mere precursor to something far, far worse. Thank you for tuning into this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.